Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly, the film's Josep, So Cold the River, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Well, I think we will deal with these movies one at a time instead of all at once, Joe.
Oh, okay. Be like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. We have three movies which are so different from each other in every possible way. But, you know, hey, variety is, didn't somebody once say this, the spice of life? So let's have some variety here. Let's start with Josep, which is made by a French cartoonist and comic book creator named Aurel. And it is about someone who is an illustrator and a cartoonist as well, the title character. And this goes back in history for a while. This goes back to the period of the Spanish Civil War and all of these kinds of horrors like this. And it is very much, even though it's an animated film, it is very much about horrors. And it's what's being called an animated documentary. Now, this seems to me always to be a total contradiction in terms. Animations are drawings. You create them out of nothing. You do not photograph them. You photograph drawings is what you photograph. So that's what's happening. But there's been a trend of these in recent years, animated documentaries or animated biopics. There was one just a few years ago called Tower, which dealt with a horrible mass shooting that took place in Texas. There was one some years before that called Waltz with Bashir, which dealt with a horrible Middle Eastern crisis. There was one very recently called Flea. So all these movies are things that deal with real life situations that are basically, they're pretty much documentaries, but they're told through completely artificial means. And I don't mean artificial in a bad sense. Just instead of using old film clips or photographing new stuff, you actually make an animated film, basically a feature length cartoon. And that is what Josep is. So what we have here is a young man. And by the way, this Josep has a frame story, which I don't think was handled very gracefully. It's a little bit confused, I think, in some ways. But, you know, basically you can follow what's going on. And what we have here is that the movie is about Josep Bartali, who was a Catalonian who got caught up in the Spanish Civil War. And he did a lot of drawings of French concentration camps because he was in a French concentration camp. Some of us know, or maybe some of us listening even remember, during the terrible period of Nazi domination in Europe, the French were conquered for a while by the Nazis, and they pretty much adopted the Nazi line. And so it wasn't all of France, but it was a great deal of France under the Vichy government. And we had these actually French concentration camps. I usually think of concentration camps in connection with the Germans, with the Nazis. But no, the French had them too. And so that is where Josep finds himself imprisoned. And that is what the movie is about. It's about primarily, it starts off more in the present day, and then it has long flashbacks to that period. But that's what it's about. And again, it's all told through animation. And what happens is that Josep becomes friendly with one of the guards there, one of the gendarmes named Serge. And Serge is a very ordinary guy, not all that bright, not very clever, but he really doesn't like what's going on and what he, as a guard, is expected to enforce. He really doesn't like that. So Josep and Serge become friends, and we have various activities that relate to the two of them. Throughout all of this, Josep is making his drawings, making his sketches, and we see a number of them within the film, sometimes brought to life through animation techniques. So one critic has called Hossap a tribute from one cartoonist to another, and in a way that's what it is, but it's also very much a movie about the horrors of war, about the horrors of totalitarianism, about the evil that dwells within the hearts of humanity, and that sort of thing. It's a very serious movie, but this is the main thing I have to say about Hossap. If you're interested in the subject, you should by all means see it, but it is just gorgeous. I don't mean the subject matter, but the animation techniques, the pictorial techniques. It's a beautiful looking film. It's beautifully done. Again, Ohel, who made the film, is a cartoonist and graphic novel artist, and really, really, really knows what he is about. So, Hossap, it's not playing in every multiplex near you, but it's well worth seeking out. It's really quite a lovely film with a very serious historical topic, which, of course, is relevant to our own day as well in various ways. But mainly, it's just a beautiful, artfully crafted movie. I was quite taken with it. And by the way, it is only around an hour and 10 minutes long. And nowadays, when so many movies are too long for their own good, I'm very pleased to find a movie like Hossap, which tells what it has to tell and then leaves us alone. But it tells it very effectively while it's on the screen. I said, Jill, that we were in for a lot of very different experiences today, and so now I would like to turn to So Cold the River. Yeah, kind of an artsy title, a little poetic-y, directed by a filmmaker named Paul Schulberg. And it's really a very good movie, but it is a horror movie. And it also has to do with documentary. Again, in a way, Hossap is a documentary in animated form. This is a totally, totally, totally fictional film, but it is about a documentary filmmaker. And she is offered this job to make a movie about this sort of mysterious old codger. He is very, very old. He appears to be dying. He lies in a bed. He can't even talk. He can't really do anything. And so there is our main character, the documentary maker. And she, she's supposed to make a documentary about this guy, and he can't even move. Well, then she discovers, her name, by the way, is Erica. She discovers a very interesting thing. When she looks into the viewfinder of her camera, he is talking there. She looks at the bed. He's lying there. He is inert. But she looks in her viewfinder, and there is the same guy right in front of the camera, and he's talking, and he says some very strange and disturbing things. So she now has got to look farther into this, and that's what the rest of the movie deals with. She gets an intern after a while, and she goes off to stay at this fabulous hotel where various things are going on, and that's what the movie deals with. So also running through the whole movie is this bottle, sort of like a wine bottle, but nobody appears to be quite sure what's in it. And it turns out to be related to some sulfur springs, you know, one of those sort of baths of health that is at this hotel. But it's much, much more complicated than that. And So Cold the River is an effective little horror movie. It is not ambitious. I had a good time watching it. It's a little bit scary, a little bit gory. It has, of course, like pretty much all horror movies, some outbursts of blood and horror. But it's pretty well done. Now, one of the interesting things about this movie is that it is really, really heavily influenced by, and you may have heard me say the word hotel a few moments ago, oh, it is so influenced by The Shining. I'm not saying it's a remake of The Shining. I'm not even saying that the influences are overwhelming and that's all you can think about. But, oh, this is a horror movie that takes place in a mysterious hotel with, by the way, a very sort of unctuous and mysterious sort of guy who appears to be the sort of maitre d' of the whole place, and that's similar to something in The Shining. So it is very, very influenced by The Shining. There's also a young man who works at the hotel, just sort of in a low-level job, who becomes very close to our main character, Erica, and the relationship between them and the relationship between the kind of maitre d' of the hotel and other characters who come along, especially her intern, who immediately realizes that something is very wrong here and realizes more than Erica does. All these different relationships become partly what the movie is about. So Cold the River is, it tries to be a little bit poetic, like its title. It doesn't really succeed. It tries to be really scary. It doesn't quite succeed in that. It tries to be very sort of artful and artistic and artsy. It succeeds a little in that. Mainly, it's just a pretty good horror movie. It's well acted, and I just had a good time watching it. So I talk a lot about horror movies these days, Jill, but it's because so many of them are coming out. It's a genre I've always rather liked. Certainly, there's a lot of rotten ones in the world, and some of the new ones aren't much good either. But there really are a lot of horror movies being made for whatever reason. Maybe it relates to the times that we are in. And so-called The River is by no means the very best of the recent batch. But it is far from being the very worst of the recent patches. It's a pretty good little horror movie, So Cold the River. And our final movie for today, Jill, is the one about which is probably getting the most play. People are hearing about it, and it's playing in theaters all over the place. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And it is the one which, out of these three, I don't like. Oh my gosh, I don't like it. Now, I have to say right away, it has gotten such glorious reviews from almost everybody. Oh, everybody says it's so inventive. All the critics, I mean. It's so inventive and it's so exciting and you never know what's going to happen next. Well, that's all true enough. You never know what's going to happen next. But the title, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I am afraid describes the movie all too well. I just found it mainly a big sort of semi-mess. I didn't much like it at all. So what we have here is, and this movie seems to shift among different genres. It pretty much starts out as a movie about an immigrant, a Chinese immigrant to America. So that's very timely, certainly. And very early in the film, she discovers that she has got to save the world. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I should mention right now, is clearly influenced really, really heavily by The Matrix. So she's got to save the world, and the only way in which she can save the world is by exploring other universes, which all involve, it's sort of the new multiverse theory, that our universe is only one out of an uncountable number of universes, and each one of these universes connects with a different life that our main character, whose name is Evelyn, that she could have lived. So that's basically what it's about. It's about her saving the world by hopping around among these different worlds, these different universes, these different modes of being, all of which relate to different kinds of lives, different lives that she could have led and maybe is leading in these different multiverse places. Anyway, that's what it's about. Michelle Yeoh gives a very game, very lively, very bold performance in the central role. I should also mention that Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and she's still got a lot of energy. Boy, she really packs a lot of energy into this. So we have a kind of a partly Asian-American and partly Asian and partly American cast in this movie. It's an interestingly cast movie, but mainly Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is a great big, it is overstuffed, it is hyperactive, and I just found it pretty terrible. There's just so much happening. Now, the way I sometimes describe movies like this, which come along every once in a while, is anything can happen, and so everything does. And where's the fun in that? I mean, it seems to me that one of the purposes of art, and I include the art of entertainment, is to be selective, is to give us what really counts and to pare away the rest so that it's not taking up our time. And here is one of these things where just it's everything, everywhere, all at once. It's not disciplined. And again, I know most of us don't say, oh, I want to see a movie tonight. Let's go see something disciplined. I know that that's ridiculous. But I mean, there really has to be some sense of form, of shape, of structure. Now, I may be overstating my anti-case a bit here, my negative case. Of course, it tells a story. Of course, it tells in a reasonably linear way. Well, not linear, maybe, but a reasonably coherent way. But, basically, at its heart, for all the complications and all the sort of pseudoscience and all the theoretical stuff about multiverses and stuff like that, this is not just basically, but pretty much all the way through, just an action movie. Now, one more of my little caveats. A lot of people love action movies, and a lot of people love action movies that are nothing but action scenes one after another. And I think that pretty well describes Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So even though it has, again, all this stuff in it about multiverses and saving the world and jumping around among different dimensions or zones of existence or whatever they're called, even though it has all of that, the whole point of the whole thing is just to get people yelling and screaming and jumping on each other and fighting and punching and shooting and doing all these different things that happen in action movies. And again, I like action movies too, but I don't like movies that are nothing but a whole lot of action. What we have here is basically a great big elaborate excuse for a lot of what I found very, very ordinary action scenes. And that's my bottom line for this movie, Jill. It has all this stuff in it that is trying to be innovative, it's trying to be surprising, amazing. Oh, you'll never guess what's going to happen next. But at heart, and not even just at heart, all over it, it's just an action movie. It's just a noisy excuse for a whole lot of people jumping around and leaping around and yelling and screaming and not doing interesting things. So my story this week is quite varied, Jill. Basically, I had two movies I really like. I like Yosef. I pretty much like So Cold the River, but Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I say boo. So that is my somewhat.
That's your position.
And that's it. Yep.
And I guess I will then, because I have to. This is like two out of three, ain't bad.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm the sweetest guy in the world. I like most movies.
Thank you very much, David Sterrett Films in Focus, the films Josep, So Cold the River, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.